ABC Radio Australia.
Now, a complaint has been lodged against a Japanese mega bank for its decision to back and raise finance for a gas project in Papua New Guinea. Filed by six international organisations, the formal complaint is the first to be submitted to the Equator Principles, a risk management framework used by financial institutions to assess and manage environmental and social risks. The Papua LNG gas project is slated to take place in the Gulf province. Currently in its proposal phase, the final investment decision for the fossil gas project is expected to be made next year. The Director of Environmental Justice at Jubilee Australia Research Centre, Shona Hawkes, wrote and submitted the complaint and told Lucy Cooper the bank is in clear breach of the principles.
That complaint was put forward on the basis that the project doesn't adhere to the standards which are outlined in the Equator Principles, which is 10 key principles. The complaint outlines that six of those don't appear to be being met. And those principles are basically designed to help banks manage environmental and human rights risks when financing projects, with the view that if these aren't properly addressed, they can also expose banks to financial or even legal risks as well.
What are the Equator Principles?
Yeah, so there's a set of standards that 130 financial institutions have adopted. They've been around for about 20 or so years, and they've been designed with the intention of supporting financial institutions to manage legal or financial risks by avoiding unnecessary environmental or human rights risks in the projects that they finance as well. Obviously, as human rights and environmental organisations, we're concerned about the impacts of the project on people and nature, but it also aligns with concerns that financial institutions themselves have by adopting these principles.
And so when a company becomes a member of the Equator Principles or signs up to them, what are they necessarily agreeing to uphold?
So if you go into the weeds of it, there are 10 separate principles, and each of those principles involve various conditions and standards. And we go into a lot of depth of this in the complaint. So some of them relate to respecting Indigenous people's rights, to managing biodiversity risks, a commitment to make certain documents transparent, and commitments to properly engage with people who will be affected by projects as well. The Equator Principles are voluntary, they're non-binding, but if a financial institution is saying that it's managing its risks by applying the Equator Principles and it actually isn't, that may be perceived as misleading conduct or even greenwashing, dependent on the jurisdiction.
The company in question facing this complaint is a Japanese mega bank. It's the Mitsubishi UFJ Financial Group. How is this complaint saying that this group has breached the Equator Principles?
So the complaint is addressed to MUFG Bank, but also any other potential bank that may be involved in financing to the project as well. So one of the problems that we have is typically banks don't disclose what they finance until after they've made that financing decision as well. So it was really important for us to be clear that this also applies to any bank who might be involved in the deal that we're not aware of. So MUFG is reported to be the financial advisor to the project. And as detailed in the complaint, there's been various efforts made over the last 2 years to alert MUFG Bank to the risks of the project. And then what we did in the complaint is we went exhaustively through each of the Equator Principles, and we found that six of them don't appear to be being met. So that can range from things like certain documents don't appear to be public, which are meant to be public. So things like environmental impact statements, there doesn't appear to be a current human rights impact assessment or another document called a climate change risk assessment. To also highlighting other risks, we're particularly concerned about Indigenous people's rights. We also raised some really serious concerns about biodiversity, and we looked at the project, and there's an extraordinary amount of biodiversity risks. So that's some of the material that was covered covered in the complaint.
A complaint under these principles has never been submitted before. This is unprecedented. If the Japanese megabank in question is found of breaching the principles, what repercussions will it face?
Yeah, so if it is found to breach the principles, basically it would be extremely difficult for the bank to justify a further role in the project. If itself at a company level has identified these are the specific tools that we use to manage risks in our business, if the Equator principles sort of clearly said, hey, you're not applying these principles, then it would make it very, very difficult for the bank to say that they're meeting their own standards.